Brandela. Marco. Hey, Marco.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Brandy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yes, come on.
I don't know. I don't hear any music.
Okay.
You may not have come on yet.
Have you heard from Hannah?
Yeah, kind of.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
We'll talk
please
later.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa.
Okay.
Anabakoa. Gedula Chimincha Tati Seruva Alphet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu No Ra Kukeshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Bahen Tacharem Rakame Sitkatcha Tami Gamrem Betet Reish, Tzaditat Gimel. Hasim Kadosh, Berov Tufa, Nael Adata, Hepsuf Bet, Tet Nanayan. Yachid Gea, Ramcha Pene, Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufav Sadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Elohei Wahei, Adonai Elohei Wahei, El Rachum Zechanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, noseawon wa'fesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashah Yitro, Pasuk 29. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidhilu erhimud hilud hilu erhimu le'afda l'shem yud he b'vav he v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konenei aleinu maasei adeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar tane nan dekudsha Barichu koma diaved le'ela witata kolayihu kishot biovada bikshot Belayd lach mila bialma, divaye barnash, bedach yaleya mineya ulanhaga, beya kalana dehakulu ovada, bigshot inun wikola istirich bialma. The energy of this year, 5779, is to become wise. There are three verses in the Tanakh that have the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet, concealed within the verse. All three of these verses have the concealment based on two letters between each letter of the name of the year. These two letters represent the blockages that need to be removed in order for us to become wise during this year. The three verses we study begins, the first one is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imad ele lo tishmeu li, ve'asafti li'asra ethem sheva al hatotechem. The next verse is from Isaiah. And that is from chapter 36, verse 6. In this verse, the name of the year is in the reverse order of the letters. It, instead of Tafshin Ayin Tet, it is Tet Ayin Shin Tav. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakaneh haratzut hazeh Amitraim Masha Yasame Ishalavuva Bekapo Unkava Chain Paro Melech Mitraim Lekol Habotim Malav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. Chapter 6, verse 13. Wagam ani hecheleti hakotecha hashme mal hatotecha. There are two additional verses. One that starts with the letter hey and ends with the letter tet. There are 13 of these verses, and we study one each month because the word, the year 5779 is a leap year of 13 months. That verse is from 1 Kings, or Malachim Aleph, chapter 16, verse 3. Hineni mevavir achre biaseh v'achre bito Umtati et seti beti betha kabet yirvam ben navat. This fifth verse starts with the letter Tav and ends with the letter Tet. And this is from Job chapter 41, verse 22. Kachatav ha-Davide ha-resh yirpad ha-rutsalaiti. The year 5778. This verse has the energy to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. It's a tool to keep our egos in check, to help us lower our ego, because our ego is what separates us from Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchal Vayavo, HaMelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El HaMelech Tavo, Natamar, Achoti Utlabev, Le'enei Shetei Levivot, Le'evre Miyada. The next verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, Ayin Chet. These letters of that separate the letters of the name of the year are separated by three letters each, and these three letters represent the blockages that need to be removed in order to be able to utilize this tool properly. This verse is from Psalms, it's chapter 32, verse 5. Hatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, La donai ohe wahe we atana sata awom katati sela. The year 77 is the energy of the wake-up call. It's the energy to remind us to return to Hashem, to get closer to Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we create Satsuki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we create Gir Yam, which translates as the Sea of Tenna. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. These letters are,
I don't even know what day it is. Is it Monday or Tuesday?
Monday, the 29th.
Okay.
So we are reading and studying Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, and reminding ourselves that there are seven letters between each letter of the name of the year. Tav Shin Ayin Zayin. Ki Im Vadonai Yohewahei Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asiten Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of a pause that refreshes. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot. Vayahaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. The second verse, well, this verse we just read has 25 words. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are these names. Adonai Yohewahe Ilalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hehehe Ata'a Rekaha. The second verse we study is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. This verse also connects to the energy of the pause. Bihuva Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, uru, mikol hamachavu iyam, asher yitchabei sham veshavtem, elai el nahum, vehalakti itchem, vechayayim yeshno, laret vechipasti. O Toba call Alfe Yehuda. And the third is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It is from 2 Samuel, it's chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom le'amil Yisrael, untati v'shal kam, tach tav v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo lo yosifu, v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God using the tool of saying the letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta e zayo ala da wa awa he he a yoza la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la Nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa Nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la le yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa pe he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo wa he be wa re hai he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu wa ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he Sa a la re yo a la me ta he Wa he wa, da la yo, he yo shi, a la me. Nu he a, nu wa tam, e la he, pe a yo. Nu ko me, o re la, he be, he me za re. Wa he be, yo a he, a la wa, me za yo. Da he be, me ka ko, a la a, he he wa. Re la he, yo yo me, he la yo, me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the 21st day of Cheshvan. Rabbi Betzalel, ben Rabbi Avraham Stern. Rabbi Yechia Halevi Alshich. Rabbi Elazar HaKohen of Shochokhov. Rabbi David ben Zimra, the Radbaz. Rabbi Abraham Azulai, Rabbi David Shlomo Ibshitz of Zoroko, Rabbi Yisachar Ber of Podhites, Rabbi Elazar HaKohen of Poltusk, Rabbi Moshe of Shitshelnik. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, in case someone has not said them yet tonight. Please close your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Tonight's class can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's a class on the writings of the Ari. You'll find the link in row 14, the second column from the left, which will be a lead to a landing page for the writings of the Ari. Scroll down till you find Parasha Chaye Sarah. There's only one link under that. It's titled Grandfather Abraham. Please open that up, as that is where we will be starting. But we will start with the L'shem Yehud, since by saying the Baruch Shem, second line of the Shema, we have grounded any excess energy that we might have drawn through the studies that we did earlier. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Ve'ahavta L'shem Yehude Bavavhe Ve'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Kabbalah illustrates the mystical level of grandparents. And these are the days of the years of the life of Abraham that he lived, 175 years. It actually says that he lived 100 year, 70 year, and 5 years. But that's a subject for a different discussion. Abraham embodied the five states of chesed, of ima, that spread through Zeron Pin, who expresses the name Havaya, spelled out with the letter Aleph, whose numerical value is 45. And I am adding, the five states are chesed, gevura, tiferet, netzach, hod of chesed of ima. Yesod receives all five levels, yet does not have any states of its own. The four major partsufim of Atzilut, Abba, Ima, Zeron Pin, and Nukva, express the four spellings out of the name Havaya, possessing the numerical values of 72, 63, 45, and 52, respectively. For the future, when I say Havaya, Havaya is Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh. The letters have been exchanged so that we don't say the name. And the vowels being used are not the correct ones to say the name Havaya in its proper sounds. Continuing to read. The five states of Chesed are expressed by five names Havaya, which is equal to 26, giving a numerical value of 130. 5 times 26 is equal to 130. 130, other words that relate to that number, Sinai is a gematria of a 130. The word sulam in Hebrew, which means a ladder, has a gematria of 130. I'm continuing to read. When these names Havaya, whose numerical value is 130, are joined with and spread through Zeron Pin, who expresses the name Havaya spelled out to equal 45, the sum is 175, which is the number of years in Abraham's life. The beauty of the face of an old man is his beard. However, the origin of these 175 years in particular is as follows. As we have already explained, Abraham originates in the supernal face of Arichanpin, which shines forth 370 lights. Therefore, when these five states of Chesed spread through the Yesod of Zeranpin, they make Joseph of good form and good appearance, due to the beauty of the supernal face of Arichanpin, the source of the five states of Chesed. Jacob personified Zeranpin. His son Joseph personified Yesod of Zeranpin. In this context, Abraham, Jacob's grandfather, personifies Arichanpin, the source of Abba and Ima, the parents of Zeranpin. As you know, the beauty of the face is the beard, and therefore a eunuch has no beauty of the face because he has no beard. The phrase, "You shall stand up in the presence of gray hair, and you shall honor the face of an old person," may be read, "You shall stand up in the presence of gray hair, and the beauty of the face is the beard." This implies that the beauty of the face of an old man is his beard. We have identified the beauty of the face as the 370 lights, the source of the five states of Chesed. These are expressed as the beauty expressed in the Yesod of Zeranpin, the grandchild of Arichanpin, as we saw with the case of Joseph. A eunuch whose Yesod has been castrated is thus deprived of the expression of the potential beauty of his face, his inner Arichanpin, in his grandchild. His Yesod has procreated his procreative organ, and therefore this beauty is not expressed as a beard. And I am adding, it is important to remember that one translation of the Sefirah Tiferet is beautiful. Tiferet is the essence of balance, both vertically and horizontally, and in the third and additional dimensions as well. Now, in this face of Arichanpin are expressed eight names of El, Aleph Lamed, whose numerical value is the same as that of Abraham, who personifies this level. El is spelled Aleph Lamed, which is 31. 8 times 31 is 248. Abraham is spelled Aleph Bet Resh He Mem, which is also equal to 248. The name El is associated with Chesed. Thus, the face of Arichanpin, the source of the five states of Chesed, embodies this name. These eight names constitute the first of the 13 rectifications of the beard, which is the name El. The first of the 13 attributes of mercy is simply the name El, signifying God's loving kindness. The 13 rectification or parts of the beard correspond to the 13 attributes of mercy, as we have explained previously. The first of the 13 attributes of mercy is simply the name El, signifying God's loving kindness. If you want to learn more about the energy of hair, especially the hair of the beard, in the landing page for the writings of the Ari, I forget which one of the five introductory pages are there, but it is listed as one of the subdomains there. So you can study. There are two extensive gematria explanations in the writings of the Ari, all about the locations of these 13 aspects of the male's beard. Continuing to read. As you know, it possesses three worlds, each of which is called El. The vessels of Tohu collapsed, beginning with the Sephirah of Gat. The first of the 13 attributes of mercy rectifies the fallen Sephirah of Gat, Chesed and Gevurah. These three manifestations of the name El are the name El as it combines with three other names, El Shaddai, El Havaya, and El Adonai. In this connection, we will quote from an installment of Parashat Lech Lecha. This first attribute of the 13 corresponds to the two upper corners of the beard. The commentator, translator, is saying it's the sideburns. But the upper corners of the beard, it's hard to know, but it's about the middle of the ear where that little pimple comes out on the ear. But if you move, you come forward from that point, the hair from the head and the hair from the beard meet at that point. And that is considered the corners of the beard. It is also known that each sideburn contains three names of El, the manifestation of this attribute in the three lower worlds that issue from this rectification of the beard, as we have explained in our commentary on the Idra. These are El Shaddai in the world of Briah, El Havaya in the world of Yetzirah, and El Adonai in the world of Asiyah. Two of these names are found combined this way in the Bible. El Shaddai is found six times. An example of El Havaya is in Psalm 118, and El Adonai does not appear in the Bible, but is construed based on the other two. There are thus six such names El in the two sideburns. There are two more names El in the seventh rectification, which is the lack of hair on the two cheeks, known as the two holy faces. As we have explained elsewhere, these are the 370 lights that shine from the face of Arichampin, corresponding to the two spelled out names of El situated there. El is spelled Aleph Lamed. When these two letters are spelled out, we have the word for the letter Aleph is spelled Aleph Lamed Peh, Gematria is 111. The word for the letter Lamed is spelled out Lamed Mem Dalet, Gematria 74. 111 plus 74 is 185. For the two names El on the two cheeks, we have 2 times 185, which is 370. This yields 8 names of El, which together bring the numerical value of Abraham. 6 are on the two sideburns, and 2 on the two cheeks. In our discussion of the 175 years of Abraham's lifetime, in Parashat Chaye Sarah, we will explain this at greater length. This sentence will apply in future years, as well as a little bit this year. Continue with the present passage, moving away from the Lech Lecha discussion. Thus we have three names El to the right and three to the left. The two names El are on the face itself to the right and to the left. We thus have 8 names of El, whose combined numerical value is the same as that of Abraham. And a suckling will play over the hole of a viper. However, these two names, El, situated on the face, are derived from the two names, Havaya, situated on the face, one to the right and one to the left. They are spelled out with the letter Yud. This is the significance of the two names, Havaya, that precede the 13 rectifications of the beard, as it is written. Hashem, Hashem is a merciful and gracious gracious God. We said the 13 attributes of mercy tonight. We do so almost all nights. And we start out Hashem, Hashem. And then it goes into El Rahum V'Hanun, etc. I say that to give you some understanding of what is being discussed here. But these two names of Havaya each possess a front and a back. Each back is manifest as a regressive iteration, as we know. As we have seen previously, the withdrawal of the divine beneficence channeled through one of God's names is indicated by the regressive iteration of that name. In the case of Havaya, this is Yud, Yud-He, Yud-He-Vav, Yud-He-Vav-He. The numerical value of the regressive iteration of the name Havaya, spelled out with the letter Yud, is 184. The regression of the name Havaya, spelled out with the letter Yud, is
1 Yud-Vav-Dalet, Yud-Vav-Dalet-He-Yud, Yud-Vav-Dalet-He-Yud-Vav-Yud-Dalet, Yud-Vav-Dalet-He-Yud-Vav-Yud-Dalet-He-Yud.
Numerically, this translates to 4 times 20 plus 3 times 15 plus 2 times 22 plus 1 times 15. And this equals a total of 184. And the numerical value of the spelling out of the name El is also 184 plus the Kolel, or 185. The spelling out of El, Lalef Lamed, is Aleph Lamed Pei Lamed Mem Dalet, or 185. We thus see how the backs of these two names, Havaya, are derived, these two names of El. Now, the numerical value of 2 times the spelling out of the name El will be 370. These are the 370 lights that shine from the supernal face of Arich Antin. Let us now return to our derivation of the 175 years of Abraham's life. When these two names, Havaya, that are manifest on the supernal face of Arich Antin are transformed using the Atbash transformation, they produce the letter combinations Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi twice. Atbash is one of several letter substitution algorithms used in Kabbalah. In Atbash, the first letter of the alphabet, Aleph, is replaced by the last, Tav. The second, Bet, by the second to the last, Shin, and so on. These first two pairs, Aleph, Tav, Bet, Shin, give this algorithm its name. If we derive them into 4 pairs of letters and spell them out, we have Mem, Mem, Tzadi, Dalet, Yud, and Pei, Aleph, Tzadi, Dalet, Yud. The letter Tzadik is sometimes spelled out with a kuf at the end and sometimes without. The numerical value of Mem Mem Tzadi Dalet Yud is 184, which is also the numerical value of the spelling out of the name El plus the Kolel, as we saw above. Mem Mem Tzadi Dalet Yud, as we said, is 184. Similarly, the numerical value of Pei Aleph Tzadi Dalet Yud is 185, which is again the numerical value of the spelling out of the name El. Pei Aleph Tzadi Dalet Yud is 185. Thus, the transformation of the name Havaya via Atbash yields 2 names of El. Any transformation of a name indicates a tsum-tsum, or a contraction of the divine life force, channeled through that name. We do the same with the second name of Havaya, giving four names of El, which manifest as the two sets of 370. For the first 370 lights are derived from the two names of El, implicit in the first two letters of both transformed names, Memsadi, and they constitute the frontal 370 lights. The second 370 lights are derived from the two names of El, implicit in the second two letters of both transformed names, Peitzadi, and they constitute the back 370 lights. With reference to these two sets of 370, it is written, and a suckling will play over the whole of a viper. The Hebrew word for play, shiasha, is spelled shinayan shinayan, which divides naturally into two subunits of shinayan, having a gematria of 370 each. For the numerical value of the word for suckling in Hebrew, yonik, is the same as the regressive iteration of the name Havaya, spelled out T equals 63. Yonik is spelled Yud Vav Nun Kuf, equaling 166. The name Havaya, spelled out T equals 63, is Yud Vav Dalet He Yud Vav Aleph Vav He Yud, totaling 63. The regressive iteration of this spelling out is Yud Vav Dalet 20, Yud Vav Dalet 20 He Yud 5 or 15, Yud Vav Dalet 20 He Yud 15, Vav Aleph Vav 13, Yud Vav Dalet 20, He Yud 15, Vav Aleph Vav 13, He Yud 15. This totals 166. Thus, this verse alludes to the tsum-tsum of the name Havaya as expressed through its transformation via Atbash to produce the two sets of 370 lights. Why does this verse allude to the name Havaya, spelled out T equals 63? And it is known that the said 370 lights are derived from the name Havaya, spelled out T equals 63, for the numerical value of the said 370 lights. Implicit in these said two names, Havaya, together with their eight original letters, is the same as that of the word for electron, which is the Hebrew word chashmal. I am adding, chashmal in modern Hebrew has the meaning of electricity, but and also energy. In modern times, biblical understands the chashmal to be energy as well. The eight letters of the two four-letter names, Havaya, each taken as a unit equals eight. 8 plus 370 is 378. Hashmal is spelled Hetshin Mem Lamed, equaling 378. Hashmal is the protective garment around Zeranpin and the Nukva, the precursors of the neutral realm of evil, which is Klipat Noga, the glowing shell. I am adding, as one will see below, this comment is misleading. And Chashmal is an allusion to the light of the face of God, mentioned in the Zohar. The Hebrew for light of the face of God is Peneel. This is spelled Aleph Vav Resh Pe Nun Yud Aleph Lamed, Gematria 378. Its numerical value is the equal to that of Chashmal. For Chashmal is the light shining out of the supernal face of Arikanpin, drawn down through the two names of El, spelled out as mentioned above. This is the mystical meaning of the light of the face of God. Now, the numerical value of Hashmal is the same as that of six times the name Havaya, spelled out T equals 63. Six times 63 is 378. The grandparents are Keter, and their fulfillment is when their grandchildren, Zeran, Pin, and Nukva, are permeated with their heritage. Thus, the 370 lights are derived from the name Havaya, spelled out T equals 63, the numerical value of the regressive iteration of which is the same as that of the words for suffering, Yonek. This is the mystical meaning of the phrase, a suckling will play. It follows from all this that on the right side of the face are manifest three names Havaya, spelled out T equals 63, and on the left side of the face are manifest another three Havaya, spelled out T equals 63. Thus, the 175 years of Abraham's life expresses how the states of Chesed originating in the shining face of Arikan Pin descend and manifest in Zeran Pin. God promised Abraham, you will be buried in ripe old age. Rashi explains this to mean that Abraham's son Ishmael would repent during his lifetime, and that Abraham will die before his grandson Esau commits himself to a wicked lifestyle. In fact, Rashi continues, Abraham died 5 years before he was slated to, in order that he not witness Esau go wicked. Esau, in fact, went wicked the day that Abraham died. From this it is apparent that the fact that Abraham lived specifically 175 years and not 180 is connected to the getting satisfaction from children and grandchildren. We have seen here the mystical explanation for this. 175 signifies the five states of Chesed of Arikan Pin. The grandfather, or here Abraham, is 5 times 26, or 130. Manifest in Zeran Pin, the grandson, or here, Jacob, signified by the name Havaya, spelled out T equal 45. I am adding, in this comment I would exchange Jacob by the name Israel, as it is more closely aligned to Zeran Pin. As it is written, the crown of the elderly is grandchildren. The elderly, the grandparents, are Keter, and their fulfillment is when their grandchildren, Zeran Pin and Nukva, are permeated with their heritage, their five states of Chesed, shining forth from their glowing faces. That is the end of the handout, the end of the class. I will unmute your phone so you'll be able to ask questions if you wish. Does anyone have any questions?
Hello?
Hello? Do you have any questions?
Just a comment. This is a really great lesson.
The writings of the Ari usually are very informative, but it takes a lot of numbers, and some people have difficulty with it, but it is the information that's revealed in it is amazing, always.
It really is, yes. A better understanding of Abraham and the significance of his life.
Correct. And, you know, we learned earlier about Sarah's life being 127 years, connecting to the reincarnation of Sarah into Esther, and in the story mm-hmm. of Esther. And that hint is there. We've explained that in other classes. But it just mm-hmm. goes to show us that every number in the Torah is really a hint to some aspect of the deeper teachings of the Kabbalah. Are there any other questions or comments? Tomorrow our classes will be at 4:30 for the deeper Zohar class on Lech Lecha, and at 7 p.m. we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Both of those class times are specified on West Coast time, so please make the adjustment for your own time. I bid you all shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, I do want to do one other action. I almost forgot, and I apologize. It'll take me a minute for me to pull it up, but I will describe it. I want to do the Kaddish for the events that took place in Pittsburgh. So we go to any Yeshem webpage, and underneath the two pictures on the right or in the bottom of the page in your mobile devices, you scroll down to the unique astrological times. And then if you scroll down, when that page opens up about a half inch, you'll find a bridge Kaddish, which can be said any time by an individual without a minyan. And that's something that a lot of people don't know and understand. There's some minor changes between the Kaddish that you say with the minyan and what's on this page. And just as a small aside, very quick, in the Kaddish, we never mention any of the deaths, any of the dead people or negative actions. We are praising God throughout the Kaddish. Please join me. Yitkadal, Yitkadashime Rabba. And everyone says Amen.
Amen.
Ve'alma divirakirute v'yam lifmakute v'chayechon v'yomechon v'chaye dikol bet Yisrael bi'agala v'vizman kariv. Kiparach v'yishtabach v'yipa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemedekudsha v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nachamata de'amiran v'alma Yeheshlama Rabba Min Shamaya V'chayim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'imru Amen V'imrom Avu Yaaseh Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael Weimru Amen. I wish you all a good week. Give you all shalom, much peace in your lives, which will manifest in our world. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom to you.